Scripture. So we've been working through this whole idea of going on a road trip, right? What, getting away and discovering some things, finding a destination, making our way there, discovering what that is all about. And today, I want to take you back to the passage of Scripture that we've been working through this entire series, unpacking what it says. It's found in Matthew chapter 11. It says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion, which is where a lot of us, if we're honest, that's where we are, right? Especially after, we're tired after 2 weeks of camp. All right, we're worn out. Some of our staffers are dragging in today, and I said, did you get any sleep? And they said, a little bit, you know. It's a tough, we get tired, our lives get busy. And Jesus understands that, and he's talking to a group of people very much like us. And he said, many of you are just tired. Some of you are just worn out. Some of you are burned out on religion. You've just kind of been doing this thing, chasing your tail, and you're not getting anywhere. He says, here's what I want you to do. Come to me, get away with me. Let's go on a road trip, and you will recover your life. He goes, I'll show you how to take a real rest. We don't know how to do that, right? We don't know how to really rest. He says, the way you do that is to walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it, right? Find this unforced rhythm of grace that I have for you. Again, that's a beautiful word, unforced. God doesn't want to force anything on you. Just wants you to discover it. And walk alongside you as you discover it. He goes on and says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Remember a couple of weeks I told you that Jesus is the master tailor. He's created a life specifically for you that fits you well. Keep company with me, he says, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's what we've been talking about, is that free and light. That's that destination that we want you to go to find that free and light life. Now, last week, I shared with you a very important big idea. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most important big ideas I've ever shared with you. It's one that if you can get this, all right, then your life will be that free and light life that you're looking for. It says Jesus is the one answer to every question, concern, fear, and need you will ever have. Here's the deal. I hope you get that. I hope you really, because if you don't get this, then all the things that we're here talking about today really don't matter. Jesus is the one answer. He's the thing you're looking for every question. See, a lot of times what we want to do is we want to figure out all our questions before we come to Jesus. We want to deal with all of our concerns before we come to him. He said, no, I'm the answer to that question. I'm the answer to those concerns. I am the thing that you need. I am the thing that you want. You may not realize that, but I am the one thing that can answer and fill all these other things. And if you and I can get that, then we're on our way. Our destination is not far away, right? Because we're on a journey towards discovering the answer to our questions, to having our concerns met, to filling our needs, to even discovering what we want in life. All of that is what we're on a road trip towards, and Jesus is the one that can bring that to us. And now, a lot of us get very concerned figuring out that, well, we got to figure it out. And last week I told you that the only work you have to do is to believe, abide, and follow. Follow what? Jesus is example. And you will find rest for your soul. That core part of you, that thing that everything else kind of follows out of, you will find rest there if you believe, abide, and follow. It's really that simple, but we make it much more difficult than that. Now, I want to push us a little bit further in today and remind us that who we're on a road trip with is super important. So today I want to talk to you about friendship. I want to talk to you about relationship. I want to give you some filters for your friends because it's important. Remember, the first thing we need to do is to bring Jesus on the road trip with us. And that comes in belief, and then we abide with him. We do life with him. We follow his example. We find the rhythm, all right? And we find that light, free, and easy life we're looking for. It really is that easy. All right, but it not only involves Jesus being on the trip with us, he needs to be first, but who else are we on the trip with? I shared this with you a couple weeks ago. Show me who you're on a road trip with, and I'll show you your destination. I'll show you where you're going to end up, because who we have with us is a super important part of the process. Friendships. And I gave you some filters. I gave you a series of questions that you need to ask yourself about those that you're in relationship with. Now, not those that you have surface relationships, work relationships, team relationships, neighborhood relationships, but I'm talking about the people that you're in intimate, influencing relationship with. Those people that you have right up next to you. All right, I gave you these questions. The first one, do they help you get closer to God? Now, it was crazy the response that I got to these questions. So obviously, some of you are struggling with this, right? You're struggling because you realize that the people that you're allowing right next to you don't help you get closer to God. Now, here's the thing that I want to remind you of. If God gives them to you, and by the way, friendship, relationships are a gift from God. He gives, God invented relationships. You know, when he created the world, God looked at the entire world, every aspect of it, and he said, that's good, right? We read that in the first chapters of Genesis. He said, man, that's a good thing. Except there's one thing that God looked at and said, it's not good. He looked at man. He had created man, and he said, man, that's good. I did good there. But then he said, it's not good for man to be alone. And in that moment, he created relationships. He created friendships. He created partnerships. By the way, all of creation was so that God could relate to us. All right, so relationships are from him. And if God gave us relationships, then he doesn't want our most intimate relationships to take us away from him. He wants us to those relationships to bring him us towards him. Make sense? Great question. Great feel. The second question is this. Do they make you a better person? I had tons of you send me emails, text, stop me in the hallways, right? And say, I'm struggling with this because the people that I have right up next to me, they're not making me better. They're hurting me. What do I do about that? And we'd love to journey with you. Stop by our prayer care area. Send us a communique. Write it on your worship guide and drop it in the box on one of the connect cards that we have for you. Go on the app. Let us know so that we can journey with you. Because this is a filter that you need to use in your life. Because God doesn't want anybody up next to you that doesn't make you better. Now, I'm not talking about those layers out. There are those layers out. And we are to have an impact on those people. But I'm talking about the people that influence you. Do they make you better or do they make you worse? Third question, do others say yes to questions 1 and 2? See, if the vast majority of people around you are telling you that that person's not good for you, maybe you need to listen to that. It's not perfect, right? But if everybody's doing this and you're doing this, maybe you need to pause. Not necessarily change anything immediately, but at least pause and take a look. Why is everybody else saying something that I'm not seeing? It's a great series of questions. And because friendships are important. Friendships are extremely important. Who you allow on the journey with you will determine where you end up. As a matter of fact, friendship is so important that I want to pause right here in the middle, and I want to give you an opportunity to make a friend. So here's what I want you to do on all of our campuses, all right, right here in this room. And even those of you who are watching online, if you'll click down, somebody backstage is watching you right now and will become your friend on Facebook. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand up and find 3 people you do not know and introduce yourself to them. Go ahead. I'll wait. Now, wasn't that fun? Have a seat if you would. Now you've made a new friend. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that new friend when you leave here and go out to the bus out there and take a picture if you're on this campus. All right? And hashtag it BP Road Trip. This is my new friend. If you're on our other campuses, take your new friend to lunch. It'll be fun. All right? Friendships are important. They're valuable. And we need filters to help us. Let me give you another strong statement that you need to know. The people you surround yourself will, with influence your behaviors. It's supposed to be will. The people you surround yourself will influence your behaviors. It's just true. We just spent a week at camp with our students, all right? And we put them in tribes. We put them in teams. We put them in these family groups. And we chose the groups we put them in so that it would benefit them. Why? Because the people we hang out with, the people we do life with, they determine our behaviors. And many of you are struggling with that. So today I want to push into that and help you understand it. Why is it so important? Well, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, it says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Now, you need to know this. Listen, in addition to the fact that the people in our lives sharpen us, people in our lives also dull us. Make sense? Some of you have some dull friends. They're just beating the fire out of you, and you're not getting any better. It is time to eject some of those people and let some people sharpen your life. Let some people impact your life. That's why the church is so important, because we're here to sharpen each other. We're here to help each other. It also says in Proverbs chapter 12, the righteous choose their friends carefully. Are you choosing your friends carefully? Now, what does it mean by righteous? People doing the right thing choose their friends carefully. In other words, the right thing is to be careful about our friendships. He goes on, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. In other words, some people are going to come into your life and they're going to point you in the wrong direction. And you're going to end up in a destination you don't want to be. I can't tell you how many times people have come to me over the years, sat in my office and talked and said, I don't know how I got here. You ever said that? I don't know how I got here. If you will look back and trace back, oftentimes the thing that got you there was the people that you were allowing close to you. Just true. Just true. That's why it's super, super important that we discover true friends. True friends. So how do you know who a true friend is? The kind of friend that you need, road trip friends, right? Road trips are meant to be done together. Road trips by yourself is just, hey, I got to get from point A to point B. But when you've got friends with you, right, it makes an impact. The people you got in your car are going to determine where you end up. I'll give you a great example. I've got a set of friends that I promise you, if we go on a road trip together, which we did recently, we will stop at every Cracker Barrel that there ever was. Because one of my friends is just going to stop there. It doesn't matter if we just ate at the one 7 miles down the road. There's another Cracker Barrel. We got to stop. If I go on a road trip with my daughter, I can promise you we're going to find every outlet center that there ever was created, and we're going to spend all our time there. Right? It's who you're with determines where you go. And you've got to be careful that they're not leading you astray, getting you off course. So how do you know if you have true friends? I'm going to tell you. You ready? You need to write this down. This is super important. You will use this, I promise. We gave you some space in your worship guide. You can get out your phone, whatever you want to do. As a matter of fact, if you will type the word embark to 555-888, we'll send these out to you this week. All right? But I want you to write them down because I think they're super important. True friends. First of all, true friends encourage your joy. Now, what does that mean? Well, first of all, we got to figure out what joy is, right? True friends focus on your joy, not your happiness, because happiness is temporary. Always, happiness is temporary because happiness is because of something. Joy is in spite of something. And what true friends do is they're with you whether it's happy, whether it's not. They choose you in spite of all the struggles that may be accompanied with you. And they help you to discover joy in your life in spite of the fact that everything's not perfect. Do your friends do that? No, I'm not talking about those layer 2, 3, 4 friends. I'm talking about these right here. Do they encourage joy in spite of it? Are they still there in spite of the struggles you have in your life? Or do they bail on you? How many of you got fair, don't raise your hand. How many of you have fair weather friends? Right? They're fickle. Are they true friends? If they're true friends, they encourage your joy. Paul, who was this really cool guy in the Bible, Paul wrote most of the New Testament for us. Paul was a guy who kind of figured out some of these things. Now, he wasn't a perfect guy, and he had a lot of mess ups in his life. But he figured out some things about journeying, and he figured out a lot of things about relationships. And he figured out that those people he was up close to were going to determine where he ended up. And he says this about joy. He says, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, encouragement there, right? Any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy, which is what God wants for you, by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Let me ask you this. Are the people that are up close to you, are they the same? Do they have the same mind as you? Are they thinking about the same things? Are they encouraging the same things? Are they going the same direction? Are they wanting the same things for you that you want for you? If not, they're not true friends. And maybe you don't need to get rid of them, but at least move them out a layer or two from your life. Don't let them influence the destination you're going to end up at. Make sense? Encourage joy. That's one of the first things that we discover in friendship. But there's a second thing. True friends ask you hard questions. Do you have anybody in your life willing to ask you the hard questions? To hold you accountable? Because that's what true friends do. We don't always like it, but they need to have the freedom to speak into our lives in positive ways. Asking truth, asking to help, encouraging us as we move through the difficult aspects of life. Let me show you a passage of scripture. Again, Paul talking, who figured this out. He said, we ought to speak the truth in love. We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Do you have people in your life that are speaking into you with love, even though it may be difficult to hear? Some of my best friends, the people that I allow to really influence me, also tick me off all the time. Because they ask me hard stuff. How you doing with this? What are you struggling with? What's the obstacles in your life? Tim, are you really, really doing the things you need to do? And sometimes I like it, and sometimes I don't. But the end result is always beneficial. Make sense? So do you have those kind of people in your life? That's a huge question that you need to ask yourself. So true friends encourage our joy. They also ask us very hard questions, even though it's difficult, and they encourage obedience. They encourage you to follow the plan that God has for your life, to be obedient to what you see in Scripture, to make good decisions. Now, see, here's the problem. About half of you just ejected half your friends. Because they're the ones that get you to do the wrong thing. They're the ones that say, oh, come on, we'll just do it once. Right? It won't hurt anybody. Nobody's around. Hey, you're out of town. Nobody knows you here. Let's go wild. Right? You know in your heart that that is the wrong thing to do, that that would be disobedient and will in many ways impact your life negatively. True friends encourage your obedience, not work against it. Check out this passage in Hebrews. Again, Paul, who figured it out, teaching us. He says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Stirring each other, moving us toward it. Hey, Tim, let's do the right thing here. Hey, let's make sure we make good decisions here. Let's make sure the outcomes are what we want them to be. And by the way, what are the good works? Believe, abide, follow. It's really that simple. Are your friends pointing you towards that? Are they encouraging that obedience? In Hebrews chapter 3, it says this, exhort one another every day as long as it's called today. As long as we have today, exhort each other. And by the way, we still call today. We still have them. So today is the day he's talking about. He said that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Because here's the problem. That just once becomes twice, three times, four times, and pretty soon you're calling me and saying, I don't know how I got here. Make sense? And we trace it back because a friend said, we're out of town. Nobody knows us. And we're in trouble. See the problem? True friends lead us towards obedience. They encourage. Let me help you understand what the word encouragement means. Encouragement is giving courage and strength to others for the intimidating tasks ahead of them. Many difficult things are going to come your way. And true friends will lead you and encourage you and give you courage and hold you towards those things that are best decisions for your life. So ask yourself, the people I've got right up next to me, are they encouraging obedience? Are they encouraging me, even though it's scary, even though it's intimidating, even though it's difficult, they're with me in spite of the fact that it may be difficult. They're right there with me, and they're encouraging me to make good decisions. Think about it now. Think about your friends. Do they encourage you towards that which is good or that which is not so good? So, true friends encourage our joy, right? They ask hard questions. They encourage obedience, but they also provide the resources you need. Now, this may be a little more difficult for you to process. You are a resource for those people who you're close to. They are a resource for you as they're close to you. Ultimately, Christ is the resource. Remember, he is the one answer to all of our questions, concerns, needs, wants. He's the one answer, but he uses us as resources in people's lives. So the people that are up next to us, they are resources towards helping us to become who we are supposed to be. To help us discover that Jesus is the answer. That Jesus is the answer to our questions, concerns, needs, wants. Let me give you a great example. There's a story in Luke chapter 5 about some friends. It says, and behold, some men, friends, were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed. He couldn't walk. And they were seeking to bring him and lay him before Jesus. Why? Because they knew Jesus was the one answer, right? So they were the resource to get this man who could not get himself to Jesus on his own. They were the resource that God was using in his life to get him to the one answer that of the thing that he needed. So they brought him to Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. So they bring this guy. They know Jesus is the answer. This guy, Jesus can fix this. So they're going to get him to Jesus. They get there and the house is jam-packed. And there are people all around the outside of the house and they can't get there. So they climb up on the roof, cut a hole in the roof, and drop him right in. Would your friends do that for you? I mean, that's a great question. Would your friends do whatever it takes to help you find the one answer that you need for your life? Including dragging your butt to church if they have to. Kidnapping you and getting you here. By the way, who is dependent upon you to get them to Jesus that you've not been a very good friend to? Somebody in your life is dependent on you. You will be the only person that can get them to Jesus. Who are they? Maybe it's somebody that's resourcing you right now, but you're failing them. See, friendship, true friends, get us to Jesus. True friends, help us, are the resources that we need in our lives. So, true friends encourage joy. They ask hard questions. They encourage obedience, and they provide the resources that we need to get us to the answers that we have. And then lastly, true friends pray for you. Do your friends pray for you? I'm talking about the ones right here. Not the ones way out here. They may not know, right? But the ones that you're allowing right here, are they praying for you? Are they praying for you? Better yet, are you praying for those people who are relying on you to pray for them? Somebody's relying on you. Are you praying for them? As a matter of fact, let's just stop right now and do that. I want you to bow your heads. On all of our campuses, will you just bow your head right now? I want you to think of three people. Three people. Maybe they're people that you allow up close to you. Maybe you're up close to them. Maybe they're relying on you right now. Would you just pause right now and pray for them? Just pray for them. Father, we realize that prayer is the most underutilized power source in the entire universe. Because in prayer, we have the power to do all things. The Bible tells us mountains can move because of prayer. Lives change. Bodies that are broken are healed. Relationships that are crushed and torn apart are brought back together. Prayer is power. Has the power for us, but it also has power for those that we call our friends. So God, we're pausing right now and we're thinking of three people. Three names that you put in our heart and our mind instantly through your spirit. And God, we're just praying for them. We pray that they're leaning towards you in their life. We pray that we could be a resource for that. Praying that we might always move them towards joy and obedience. Encouraging them, that God, we would never do anything to lead them astray. And then God, we're praying about the people that we're allowing right up next to us. Maybe we need to move some of them outside of that influencing layer of our lives. And maybe just allow some new friends, maybe somebody we met today, to come into that circle. We pray, God, for our friends. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer is an incredibly important part of our journey and our relationship. It's so important. Paul was teaching Timothy. He was mentoring this young guy. He was his apprentice. And he was teaching him in this whole thing about going on a road trip with Jesus and what it meant. And he talked to him about prayer. Look what he said. The first thing I want you to do is pray. First thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how for everyone you know. Especially those people right up next to you. So think right now of your 3, 4, 5 closest friends. Think of them. Get them in your head right now. Your 3, 4, 5 closest friends. Right here. Do they pray for you? Because true friends pray for each other. So let me remind you of how important friendship is with this big idea as we close today. God gives us the gift of friendship. By the way, it's a gift. I've told my kids since they were real little, if you make it through life and you have one or two really true friends, you're lucky. Now, I'm not talking about teenagers. Listen to me for a second. I'm not talking about all those people you walk the halls with at your school. And I'm not talking, by the way, for all you nutbags that think Facebook friends are real friends, stop it. Okay? Just stop it. All right? I'm talking about real friends. They're a gift. Not only because it brings us joy, that's why he gave them to us for joy, but because it brings us closer to him. That's what he gave them to you for. It builds us up and helps us grow. Are your friends building you up and helping you grow? Are they bringing you closer to God? Three questions. Are they helping you get closer to God? Are you a better person? And does everybody else see that? If not, just consider stepping a layer out with them and allowing a new friend to come in. We can help you find those. We do that in life groups. We do that in learning environments. We do that by gathering together and taking a picture at a bus outside. We do it by coming together in different kinds of ways, by serving and just doing life together. That's what the church does. Because that's what true friends do. I hope you'll find them. God wants you to. Let's pray together. God, today I was excited to bring this message because I know the influence of true friends in my life. I would not be here, standing here today, if it was not for true friends who spoke into my life. So God, I thank you for them. I thank you for the ones that were willing to challenge me and willing to push me and willing to help me get closer to you. And because of that, I get the opportunity to do that for my friends here in this room. God, I pray that we would understand the power of friendship, the influence of friendship in our lives, and how if we're going to take the road trip that you want us to take, we have to make sure we have the right people in the car with us. Otherwise, we won't end up where you want us to be. So God, help us do that today. Help us to take count of who we're letting come up close to us. Let us really filter them. And help us discover the truths you want us to know today. In Jesus' name, amen.